You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
This is the story of Whitney Houston.
This is the story of Kurt Cobain.
Of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series.
About how they died, why they died, and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
It's storytelling.
But it's more than that, because rock stars,
they tell us how we feel. They change our mood.
They change the clothes we wear, the people we hang out with,
the way we remember things.
It's them who give us those ludicrous moments, the ones where you're
jumping around, singing your heart out, feeling understood.
And it's those moments we'll help you remember, the ones you're thinking about right now.
That feeling.
That feeling.
It's coming soon from Crowd Network.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app.
And subscribe now.
Everybody out there who's ready for a bonus episode today on the program. It's a special episode brought to you from our friends over at Start Famous Screen Printing and Custom Apparel, startfamous.com. Head on over there and get anything you want made for your band or your company. Start Famous is an amazing place and they will take care of you. Tell them that Chris from That One Time on Tour sent you. But yes, Start Famous got a hold of me and they wanted to do a bonus episode. This really cool band that they help out, Motion Sickness. They're from Ontario up in Canada. You can check them out at Motion Sickness Punk on all the socials. They had this really cool idea to do an album called Isolate, which was recorded during, you know, the quarantine, the pandemic. And here's a little bit about the album itself. The idea behind Isolate was to create an album that would allow the members of Motion Sickness to release their frustrations in an artistic way by also offering something for others to relate to during these hard times. The album was written and recorded in a similar fashion to NOFX's Fuck the Kids and Surfer albums. Although this was not recorded in 2 days, getting our ideas out and recorded as fast as possible was key. Most of the songs were written with the title first, and then they went back and wrote the lyrics and wrote the backstory for the characters for each song, and then crafted the final lyrics after the backstory was crafted. The band worked remotely, recording and sharing all of their parts via Dropbox. Isolate is available right now on all of the streaming sites, so go check it out right now. Motion Sickness with their new record, Isolate. Like I said, you can check them out on all the socials at Motion Sickness Punk. So here's the idea with this bonus episode. Basically, I'm going to debut the entire record. I'm going to give you a little bit of backstory on each song. We're just going to go through the tracks. I'm a huge fan of Motion Sickness. I'm a huge fan of startfamous.com, the screen printing and custom apparel place up there in Canada. And they got a hold of me and said, hey, let's do this bonus episode. And I was super, super down. This is really, really cool. These songs are, you know, they tackle everything that's going on today, even the protests, like everything that is going on in the world is in this record. And it's a killer, killer record. I could not be more honored to have this on the podcast. And it's just more content for you guys. So I'm going to debut the entire thing on this episode. And then you can go on over to Spotify or Apple Music or wherever to search up Motion Sickness and go to Isolate, download the tracks, buy them on iTunes, follow Motion Sickness, whatever you want to do. But up first, out of the gate, is the first track on Isolate, and it is called and now for something completely unnecessary. The little bio thing for this first track says, in this opening track, we get an introduction to the premise of this album. We would have never thought we'd be sitting at home in the middle of a pandemic. Is this the end of the world? And I know that I've thought that many, many times while listening. So here we go. We're going to go ahead and play track number one. And now for something completely unnecessary by Motion Sickness. This is the first track off of their new record, Isolate.
We choose unity over division. We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts. If you're interested, join me. I could use the help.
And there it was, track number one off of Isolate by Motion Sickness. It was called And Now for Something Completely Unnecessary. Coming up with track number two, it's a song called Batshit Crazy. It says, this is a catchy single that describes a person who is unsatisfied in their current relationship and decides to use the coronavirus as an excuse to distance themselves from their significant other. They think they might have the virus, so it's better to just play it safe and call things off. Here it is, track number two, Batshit Crazy. There was track number two, Batshit Crazy, coming up third, the third spot on the Isolate record by Motion Sickness. It's a song called Karen versus Walmart. And I think that's a pretty clever title. Let's see what this one's all about. This is the first of three songs commenting on the selfishness and entitlement we have seen emerge from some people in this pandemic, as well as mocking the stereotype of the privileged Karens, quote-unquote, of the world. Karen versus Walmart is about a shopper who goes about their day hoarding supplies and demanding from grocery store managers that they better let them do what they please or else. So here it is, track number three, Karen versus Walmart. And there it was, track number three, Karen versus Walmart. And I guess we've got two more songs that include Karen coming up later on in the record. But now we're going to move on to track number four. This song is entitled Nothing But a Nightmare, and then in quotes, sorta. It says, this is Motion Sickness's take on NOFX's take on the rudimentary Peni song, Nothing But a Nightmare, where they poke fun at the craziness of Donald Trump's suggestion that disinfectant might be a possible treatment for COVID-19. I hope that none of you listeners out there drank any bleach or did any crazy stuff like that after the commander-in-chief said that that might be a good way to take care of it. But here it is, track number four on the Isolate record, Nothing But a Nightmare, Sorta.
The new headline is, Trump asks people to go outside. That's dangerous. Here we go. Same old group. You ready? Supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to post that too. Sounds interesting. And then I see the disinfectant. You don't use medical doctors to cure.
And that was track number four, Nothing But a Nightmare, Sorta. Great, great song. Okay, coming in at track number five on the Isolate record by Motion Sickness is a song called Friends Until the End. It says, if you're feeling bored and lonely at home from self-isolation during this pandemic, there are always the critters around the house to get acquainted with. Friends Until the End looks at becoming besties with a house spider, even though you may still be terrified of it. Do you squash him if he gets too close, or do you face your fears to save the life of your new best friend? This is a cool concept for a song. Because, you know, I got to think about it. I've got a family. I've got two kids. I've got my wife, my dog, Lucy. And I'm not real lonely during the pandemic. But some people are by themselves, and I can see becoming friends with a spider. Do you kill it, or do you become best friends with it? So here it is, track number five, Friends Until the End.
We've seen our friends when this lockdown began. I'm so glad that we're together, 'cause our days are getting so lonely. Come on out, let's watch a movie. Just keep your distance and don't get too close. That you are under my pillow. Oh my God, you give me anxiety.
That was track number five, Friends Until the End. I love that whole concept of becoming friends with a spider. Coming in at track number six is a song called Chaos at the Dinner Table. With so many parents having their kids at home during quarantine, it can get a little challenging sometimes to get them to do what they are told. Ever have trouble getting your kids to eat their dinner? Then you can relate to this song. And that is a big one around my house. My son Silas loves snacks, but he does not love what we call real food, which would be protein and vegetables and stuff like that. So I think I'm going to relate a little bit too closely with this song. This is track number six, Chaos at the Dinner Table.
I don't.
was track 6, Chaos at the Dinner Table, and yes, I relate to that so much with my son not wanting to eat. So, coming in for track number 7 on the Isolate record is the second part of the Karens. It's Karen versus Dr. Fauci. Part 2 of 3 in the Karen series. This song describes an angry Karen who doesn't want to listen, let alone be friends with her neighbor, Dr. Fauci. She's also an internet troll. How dare he tell her what to do with his science? So this is it. Part 2 of the Karen series, part 2 of 3. This is Karen versus Dr. Fauci. That was track 7 on the Isolate record, Karen versus Dr. Fauci. That was really, really cool. I'm enjoying the Karen saga. We have one more in the Karen series coming up. Coming in at track number 8 is a song entitled Good to Talk. Good to Talk is a supportive helpline for students in Ontario, Canada. This song tries to relate to students who have had to cut off their friends and community at school with this pandemic, and how important it is to be able to talk to someone and get support. I will say it is very important during these weird times to kind of keep up with your mental health, and if you are by yourself, you know, reach out. If you have nobody else to talk to, hit me up. I'll always talk to you. It's TOTOTpodcast@gmail.com. Maybe we can Skype, maybe we can Zoom, whatever. Stay up on your mental health. This is a song called Good to Talk, track number 8. That was track number 8, Good to Talk. Coming in at track number 9 on the Isolate record, Just Another Opportunity. The singer of Motion Sickness recently got scammed by a fake locksmith after being locked outside of her house. What better way to blow off steam than to sing about it? Beware of scammers in a pandemic. They are everywhere. Yes, they are. I get crazy emails and like people like, on the Instagram, I'll post something and, you know, 99% will be people that like what I posted that listen to the podcast, and I'll get somebody trying to sell me Ray-Bans or something. So yes, there are scammers everywhere, so keep an eye out. Here it is, track number 9, Just Another Opportunity. There it was, track number 9, Just Another Opportunity. Now, track 10, and this is dealing with a lot of the stuff going on currently right now, it's a song called Black Lives Matter. The issue of systemic racism and the Black Lives Matter movement has been around long before the pandemic. But voices now are louder than ever. It's so important for us to have these uncomfortable conversations with each other if change is going to happen. With everything that is happening right now, it is more than appropriate to include this track in this album. This is a clip taken from a discussion with Dr. Jane Elliott. Now, I want you guys to know that this podcast, my beliefs, my politics, I stand with Black Lives Matter. I do think that systemic racism is a thing in this country and in this world. And, you know, I don't know what your politics are if you listen to this show. It's mostly punk rock stuff, so you're probably aligned pretty closely with me. But, you know, I know a lot of people that listen to punk rock that maybe have some different ideas. And I'm not here to judge you, but I am here to tell you that I align myself with the Black Lives Matter movement, and things do need to change in this country. And hopefully with these protests, things can start to move forward in a positive manner. And I'm really excited to hear this track right now. So here it is, track number 10 on the Isolate record, Black Lives Matter. There it was, track 10, Black Lives Matter. Man, these songs are short and compact. I love it. We're almost through the entire record. It hasn't even been a half hour yet. So coming in on number 11, track number 11 is a song called I Can't Take Netflix Anymore. This track is for those who spend hours upon hours watching Netflix since quarantine began. So many great shows to see, but after a while, it just gets too much. I tell you, my wife and I will sit there and look through Netflix for about an hour and a half until we find something we kind of want to watch. And then about 20 minutes into it, we realize it's not very good. I'm excited for like Stranger Things and all the different shows I watch on Netflix, but trying to find something on Netflix when you've watched pretty much everything you know you're going to like, it's tough. So I feel for this one as well. So here it is, track number 11, I Can't Take Netflix Anymore.
COVID's on my mind. So I binge on Tiger King. Am I rooting for Carole Baskin? Spend my days in hiding. Second season dead to me. So many shows I need to stay. No more walks in the park. Might as well watch your dog. Used to feel so good.
conflicts anymore. I can't take the conflicts anymore.
I really dug that one. That was track number 11. I can't take Netflix anymore. We've come to the third and final installment of the Karen saga, track number 12, Karen versus the World. In a final ode to Karen, this tune mocks all the Karens who give the middle finger to the world. Never mind a pandemic, they will go to the beach, call the police on you, but don't you dare tell them to social distance. That doesn't apply to them somehow. Will they ever learn? I hope that a lot of Karens out there learn. And I just got back. I was on a little trip up to Michigan, and we went to the beach. And, man, I thought it was going to be just a few people, but it was like the first day without restrictions at the dunes up there, and there were like 4,000 people. I'm really hoping that I don't come down with COVID, and I want you to know that I am not a male version of Karen. I just wanted to get out of the house, and the beach was open, and I was not aware there were going to be so many people there. So hopefully this podcast continues and I do not get the coronavirus and none of my family gets the coronavirus. My kids did enjoy the beach. So, yeah, I guess I pulled a Karen this past weekend. But here it is, track number 12 on the Isolate record by Motion Sickness. This is the third and final installment in the Karen saga. This is Karen versus the World. And that was the third and final installment of the Karen saga. That was Karen versus the World. I love all the samples in there. It reminds me of like old, like, you know, 90s punk rock. It seemed like there were always really good samples everywhere. Not enough bands do that anymore. And I got to give it up to Motion Sickness for putting the samples in. It takes me back. It's like a stroll down memory lane. All the Fat Records bands and the Lookout bands and the Nitro bands and the Epitaph bands. There were always really cool placed samples. So that's really cool. So you guys, we're at the last track. Track 13. It is a song entitled "This Could Have Been Prevented." This final banger of a track laments about how so many of the deaths from COVID could have been prevented had our leaders acted sooner. The most terrifying aspect of this illness is that people have had to die alone without their loved ones around them. And I will tell you, my mother-in-law actually fell and broke her neck during this whole pandemic, and she had to go into the hospital and have surgery. And it's been really weird because my wife has not been able to visit her. and she's been all alone at the hospital. Like, she's doing fine. She's stable. Everything's great. But we haven't been able to visit her. And that's, you know, that's another thing about this pandemic. Not only have people died alone and people haven't been able to have funerals or anything, but there are people in the hospital that are just alone for months on end and their family cannot even go see them. So yeah, there's so many pieces to this pandemic that are just horrible. And I do believe if the, you know, our leaders would have acted sooner, things could have been better. And yeah, I mean, you just got to think about stuff like that. I hope you're all doing well out there. Like I said, this is the last track on the record, the Isolate record. We're going to listen to this, and then I'm going to talk a little bit more about the record, and then we're going to get out of here. So this is the last track on the Isolate record by Motion Sickness, at Motion Sickness Punk. All the streaming services, go check them out. This could have been prevented.
With tired eyes, she said to me, sing me a song so I can sleep. I said I would, and she closed her eyes, took one last breath and said goodbye. How could I ever forget the day that we first met? How I wish I could hold your hand. 10 days ago you were full of life, then sickness came a thief in the night. I can't go near, I can't take you home. No one should have to die alone. How could I ever forget the day that we first met? And they know that all this could have been prevented. I just wish that I could take you home.
So there it was, the entire Isolate record by Motion Sickness. I gotta say, I love it. Short and sweet and to the point. That was track 13. This could have been prevented. That album is a banger, man. I just think it's so cool that in this time, in these crazy times, people are creating really cool art, and they're kind of using the pandemic and they're using the protests and they're using everything to their advantage to create such art. And I just wanted to highlight it on this bonus episode. I've been wanting to do some kind of different little, you know, almost like radio episode where I don't have a guest or anything, just to give you guys some more content. And I love putting out the episodes. And Start Famous got a hold of me and they wanted me to do this little collab with Motion Sickness, which is a band that I love. And I think it turned out really, really cool. I hope you guys enjoyed it. You know, this is a little bit different of an episode. We wanted to debut this entire record on the podcast. You can go listen to this now. If you liked anything that you heard, you can head on over to Spotify or Apple Music or Deezer or whatever, wherever you listen to your music. Look up Motion Sickness, and the record is called Isolate. You can also check out Motion Sickness on all of the social media platforms at Motion Sickness Punk. Make sure to check out our sponsor for this episode, Start Famous Screen Printing and Custom Apparel. You can hit them up on all the socials. You can just search for Start Famous, or you can go to startfamous.com, place your order, let them know that I sent you. I'm sure they'll hook you up with a good deal. And that's it for this episode. It's a short one. I just wanted to go through the record and expose you guys to some really good punk rock. Some really good art that is coming out of these strange times that we are living in. Make sure to check out Motion Sickness. Big, big things happening for Motion Sickness. I am going to leave you guys with actually a little collaboration that I did. I wrote some music and I had you guys sing on it. And, you know, I started this little group called Southern Gothic. But one of the songs that I really, really enjoyed was the collab that I did with the singer, Rowena, from Motion Sickness. And I think you guys are really, really going to like it. It's a little bit different than the one that I, you know, put out on Spotify and everything for Southern Gothic, but it's really, really good. I love it. This is a rough mix, and that's going to do it for this week. This is my little collaboration with Rowena from, I don't know. I think I've said her name before on the show, and I messed it up, so I apologize out there. Sometimes I go to YouTube and I look for name pronunciation videos. I did not do that today. I hope I'm saying your name right. My name is Chris. It's hard to mess that up. My last name though, Swinney. That's a killer, man. People call me Sweeney, Swiney, Swingly, all kinds of weird names. So thank you for checking out this bonus episode. I hope you guys liked my last episode that I dropped with Jake Kiley from Strung Out. Next week, at the normal scheduled day of Thursday, I'm going to be dropping a new episode with Gina Gleason from Baroness. I love Baroness. They're one of my favorite bands. And it's an awesome conversation. So once again, thank you to Motion Sickness for letting me debut their new record, Isolate. Make sure to check them out at Motion Sickness Punk. And thank you so much to the great people over at Start Famous Screen Printing and Custom Apparel. Check them out on all the platforms and at startfamous.com. This is Chris. I will catch you guys Thursday with a new episode. I love you. Peace.
That's what I
turn. Ever wonder what a punch from Elton John feels like?
Or how you cope with having turned down the chance to be in Nirvana?
Or what signal Keith Richards gives when he wants you to get the hell out of his hotel room?
Fans of Too Much Effing Perspective don't have to wonder, because they've heard these exact stories and a jillion others on our podcast. I'm Alex Hoffman, former tour manager for Radiohead.
And I'm musician and comedy writer Alan Keller. On the TMEP show, we get guests like Nancy Wilson from Heart, Jeremiah Freights from the Lumineers, and Modern Family's Julie Bowen to tell us things they may have only shared with their therapist, clergy, or a TMZ stringer.
So join us on Too Much Effing Perspective. That's EFFING Perspective, the only podcast you crank up to 11. Oh.